Amos Sedaris and her brother, writer David Sedaris, used to work together under the name The Talent Family, and the name fits. She's a writer and actress, best known for her TV series, Strangers with Candy, and her book about entertaining called I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence. When she joined us in December of 2006, along with Charlie Pierce, Mo Rocca, and Amy Dickinson, we started by asking her to explain the title.
Because when you invite someone into your home, be it a dealer or boyfriend, whatever, you're saying, I like you.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Well,
that's why.
I understand.
And
so,
Under the Influence is about, you know, I was influenced by Girl Scouts and Junior Achievements and my second first grade teacher, you know, all the things that I've been, you know, influenced by. And then I have a whole chapter on how, what a pain in the butt it is to entertain people who do get drunk or really messed up on something, how they can single-handedly bring your party to a screaming halt. Because they always think of the life of the party, but really they bring it down.
Now, I noticed, I was leafing through the book, and I noticed it has many recipes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
lots of pictures and large print.
Oh, yeah, lots of pictures and large print. I'm sure you did.
I really kept the illiterate in mind because a lot of people who can't read, that's one thing, and then there are a lot of people who just don't know how to read. So I wanted to do a visual book so that when they saw the picture, it would inspire them to write their own story in their head.
Right. Do you advise? I mean, are these real recipes? If I make these recipes?
Yeah, I took it seriously. A lot of the humor came from Paul Dinello making fun of the fact that I was trying to be serious. So I decided to make it a little bit more entertaining than I originally wanted to. Because I just don't like joke cookbooks. And it would just go into a wacky pile and nobody would take it seriously. So it's all real.
Including, like, your list of munchies?
Munchies! Yeah, that was a hard list to come up with.
Yeah, I could tell. Cause
someone thought I was holding a hummingbird feeder in that picture, and it's a bong, and it's so funny to me. I'm like, why would I be holding a hummingbird feeder looking like that? That's so funny to me.
I mean, the list starts out okay.
That could explain why the hummingbirds fly upside down and backwards in my yard.
Yeah.
I thought it was a hummingbird feeder when I found it in the garage.
No, they got some good chronic. That's what it is.
Forgotten I owned that.
Well, Amy Sedaris, we are delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Drinking This Much will either win me a Pulitzer Prize or make not winning a lot easier to take.
Not all great writers are drinkers, but certainly it often seems that way. We recently came across a book called Hemingway and Bailey's Bartending Guide.
Wow.
It's a book of anecdotes and cocktail recipes from the country's famous authors. We'll ask you three questions about the drinking habits of literary geniuses in history.
Okay.
Get two questions right, you will win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so Carl, who is Amy Sedaris playing for?
Amy is playing for David Tuttle of Arcata, California.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Here's your first question. There are big drinkers, and then there's Jack Kerouac. The author of On the Road once got so drunk he did what? A, he roasted, cut up, and ate a Goodyear truck tire. B, he enlisted in the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines on the same day. Or C, he got married to a 47-year-old elevator operator who spoke no English.
Oh, they're all so good. Sophie's choice. I'm going to say three.
You're going to say he got married to that 47-year-old elevator operator who spoke no English.
It's not true. I'm going to say three, but I bet it's two.
Ooh. Well, what are you going to say? I want you to.
I am saying three, but I bet it's two.
I don't know what this says about you. It is the second choice. It's B.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. Yeah.
It was the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines.
I knew it.
So why didn't you?
That's what I would do. I would get on a line. You know, when you're like that, and you just call everybody. But I don't know. I like the idea of three, but I knew it was two.
All right. Yeah, he did. He enlisted on the same day into the Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines. Strangely, by the time he sobered up, he was on board a ship headed for Greenland. He was in the Merchant Marine. Mm.
So, I know I lost it, but
No, you have two more chances if you get the next two right.
It was a choice to lose.
If you get two more right, you will win. So, don't lose hope. Here we go. Author Sherwood Anderson died from drinking, not in the way, though, you might
think. That's hilarious. Go on.
But he did not die in the way you might think. What finally did him in? Was it A, he realized his newly bought bottle of scotch was Johnny Walker Red, not black. He turned around to go return it and was hit by a truck. B, he was talking and drinking and eating at a shipboard cocktail party and he swallowed a toothpick. Or C, he suggested to a sailor that drinking creme de menthe was, quote, sort of a namby-pamby thing to do, is it not, unquote.
It was two.
It was two. The toothpick?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I was going to say toothpick of our campaign, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
Toothpick is very dangerous. I know that.
Yeah, and he died.
That and campaign buttons.
Have you swallowed a campaign button?
No, not yet.
Okay, you've gotten one right. You've gotten one right. Well, anyway, that is how Sherwood Anderson died. He swallowed a toothpick, it gave him peritonitis, and he passed away. It's true. If you get this last question correct, Amy, you will, in fact, win. Here we go.
Wow, I never win anything.
Well, you might win this. Last question. Thomas Wolfe, the author, of course, of You Can't Go Home Again, Look Homeward, Angel. He could be alarming as a drinking buddy. Why? A, he liked to bite off parts of his glass and chew on them. B, when he ran out of liquor in the middle of the night, he would break into friends' homes and drink theirs. Or C, he liked to challenge people to a drinking game called I Can Down Any Bottle of Any Booze in 60 Seconds.
He sounds like a terrible guest.
Is he saying anybody? I know he's dead. Let's see. Gosh, okay, chewing the glass, which, okay, that's a possibility. I'm going to say three.
You're going to go with C, that choice.
It's not C. I can tell by you're disappointed in my choice.
No, I was just trying to build up some dramatic tension. I wasn't trying to interrupt.
Well, you're doing a good job. All now right. I'm depressed.
But that is your choice, C.
Yeah, but I bet it's one. What is it?
Yes, it was one, I'm afraid. Yes.
You know why I thought it was one?
Why
because my brother David had this Ronco glass cutter, and he would take our wine bottles and make them into glasses, but he would never sand the edges, so when we would drink from the glass, we would all cut our lips.
Oh.
And that's why I thought it was believable. But damn it, I picked C.
Yeah, you did.
Jeez.
And he did like, Thomas Wolfe apparently did like to chew glass. We don't know why.
Wow.
But he did.
Well, I guess I'm a loser.
Well, let's find out, Carl. How did Amy Sedaris do in our quiz?
Well, she said it. To make it official, Amy needed two correct answers at least to win. She had just one correct answer.
I know. We all know. Why repeat it? Now I'm depressed.
Right. Amy Sedaris is a comedian, actress, and author of the new book, I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence. Amy Sedaris, thank you so much
thank
for joining us.
Thank you so much, you guys.
That's it for our holiday show. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed the time off we got by not actually putting together a new show. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Kauffman Foundation, working to grow economies and expand human welfare. Learn more at kauffman.org. The Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the AMARC Foundation, supporting procon.org, a website for teachers and the public to explore the pros and cons of controversial issues. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks, our house manager, Don Hall. Our intern is Blythe Haga, our web guru, Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mal. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank, B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltrover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thanks to Carl Castle. Thanks to all of our panelists. Thanks to you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.